This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Thursday.
Did you know that trying to figure things out zaps God's peace? And we're inspired by this in Isaiah 26, 3 through 4. And it says, and again, I'm going to read this in first person. He will keep me in perfect peace. All people like me who trust him, whose thoughts turn often to him. I'm trusting in the Lord always, for it is his everlasting strength that keeps me going.
Right. Right?
So this is a big one for me. If you're an overthinker like I am, I can just sit all day long if I let myself and just think and think and rethink and just let it go completely out of control. And it takes discipline not to do that. You know, and especially if, for me, my devotional time is first thing in the morning. And I don't want my whole day to be like that. So that is something that I understand about myself. This is what I do. I just pay attention to my heart beating. Because I can't stop my heart beating and I can't make it change the rhythm.
Yeah.
And that just, you're yawning now as I'm talking about it. That calms me down. That calms me down. Mm-hmm. And helps my thoughts to land where I'm at. And then when they start to try to take root in me again and something will come into my head, I let it go. And I go back to that.
Yeah.
And so the breathing is good, and I know a lot of people do that. It's a form of meditation. But for me, I have to concentrate on something that I know that I cannot change, and that is my heart beating.
Right.
Then when those thoughts come and I start going crazy with them, I let them go.
Mm-hmm.
I let them go and I calm down. Then I'm able to get a perspective for the day.
Right.
So anybody out there that's an overthinker like me, really try that. It's real simple to do. You can do it any place. And we got to be in peace. I know I do. Because I need direction from God, not just for the beginning of the day, but for all day, every day. And if my thoughts are out of control, I can't stay calm.
That's true.
What about
you? It's impossible to stay calm. Well, you know, as far as thoughts go, I mean, you know, they pop into our head all day, you know, thoughts that we don't want to pop into our head and things of that sort. So you really need to know where to go, where to run, mm-hmm. you know, and from a man's perspective, for all you men out there, you know, I've been ministering for a while now, and one of the main topics that that comes up at every men's meeting that I'm at, and the most crucial thing that attacks men is lust and pornography. And so, you know, you have to know where to find that peace in order to battle this lust and pornography. Okay? It's every man's battle.
Yep.
I mean, if you say it's not, and I'm not calling you a liar, but I am. Okay? I mean, it's just the way it is. Okay? Every man battles that. So you need to know when to get up out of the room.
Mm.
Okay? You need to know when to lower your eyes, you know, at the TV screen, or raise your eyes as you're walking, you know, around, so you don't lust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, you know, I have a beautiful, awesome wife, and I don't want to do anything like that to disrespect her. And I certainly don't want to do anything to disrespect God.
Right.
Yeah.
So you kind of spoke to the men. I'm going to speak to the ladies. We tend to want to change things, change people,
really?
Change our loved ones.
Well, you've never tried to do that with
me. Try to change our kids. And so we can spend a lot of time thinking about that kind of thing or overthinking what's going to happen or what we need to be doing. Like, we can just be sitting there and we're already down the road thinking about the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
Instead of being present. And so that's, I believe I'm speaking to the women here. And it all goes back to that same thing. He says in his word, be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
Mute the television. whatever you got to do, turn your cell phone off. Even if this is even in the middle of the day, whenever you're struggling the most with your out of control spinning thoughts. I drive around 90% of the time. Well, not 90% of the time, maybe 60% of the time with no music or anything on in the car. Mm. Ooh, and I can remain so peaceful. Mm-hmm. And His peace will just land on me again. You know how we feel when we're sitting in our living room and we just mute the television and everything and we just go... I mean, sense he's already there. His peace is already there. We're just allowing it to land on us.
That's right.
Everybody wants peace, you know, but as always in our ministry, we're always encouraging everybody, but we need to do our part, you know, and peace is available.
Well, you know, when our mind is absorbed with memories of abuse,
or failure, or shame,
something like that, I mean, that means we're full of anxiety. In turmoil,
mm-hmm.
whether we were the victims or we were the perpetrators.
Right.
But when we learn to work through the past and fix our thoughts on Jesus, then His perfect peace can start coming in those memories and things that have happened to us in our past.
Now, I remember,
won't define us anymore.
Well, I remember when people used to say that to me when I was beginning a different walk with God. Just think about Jesus. Just think about God. I told my friend, I said, sorry, I love the Lord, but I cannot sit around and think about Him.
That's right.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean by that? So we need to make that clear with
people.
Well,
when you have things that are start attacking you, you know, and you feel that attack coming on,
mm-hmm.
that's when you think about Jesus. Well, that's when the thoughts of Jesus come and you cry out to Him.
Well, and you remind yourself of who you are through what He says about you in the Word.
Yeah.
And Jesus spoke practical and He spoke spiritual. And from a practical standpoint, get your mind back on what you need to be doing that day. It's as simple as that.
That's right.
For that day, for that moment. Because that's God's will for you, not to sit there and overthink.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go back to what we were originally talking about here, is fix your thoughts on Him. It could be on what His will is for you at that moment that you've allowed yourself to deviate from overthinking, as well as the spiritual, on how much He loves you, what He's done for you, mm-hmm. what the Word says about you. Look around you and just see how His glory is everywhere. You can find something in your house and go, well, you know what? God inspired somebody to make that ceiling fan that I'm enjoying a lot right now. I mean, seriously.
That's right.
So we always say, Our thoughts don't have us, we have them.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do with them?
Exactly.
We're not powerless over our spinning thoughts. And people will say, I can't stop thinking about this. Maybe you can't, but you can make a decision to start thinking about something else.
That's right.
So I'm just so big on this because I struggle with it. And it's worse if I'm hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
And, you know, it's not like you're going to win every battle.
No.
Okay, there's going to be times that you lose. That's just the way it is. Okay, and you're going to, but don't get down on yourself and say, "Oh man, I'm just worthless and this and that." You know what? God knows the reason why Jesus Christ came down here and crucified Himself, basically, and died and rose again, is because He knows we're not perfect, that we need His help every single day. Not 2,000 years ago, every single day.
And He doesn't want perfection. He wants persistence.
Right.
Our persistence with pursuing Him.
And when you ask for forgiveness, truly ask for it, He forgets about it.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm so glad that God has a bad memory.
I know. And then you ask Him again and He goes,
huh?
What are you talking about?
Excuse me?
You know? And it's not that He just dismisses it. If you ask for forgiveness from your heart.
That's right.
And truly want to do better. You may stumble again, but welcome to the family of God,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's what we do.
Well, and pray. Well, we pray to God to say, you know, set me free from this, that, and the other, and deliver me from this. He will if you're ready, and you may get victory in a lot of areas and come back and go, but I'm still struggling here. Well, you obviously weren't ready to be delivered from that because you're still dealing with it, and that's okay. God knows when we're ready.
Right. In Philippians, it says, when I am weak, then you are strong. Admit your weakness, man. Just admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then His strength can start working in you. But if you're not humble, if you think you're all that in a bag of chips, and you can take care of everything yourself, whew, man, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? and it's a hard fall.
Yes.
Okay, but we're so happy that just to talk about this topic is peace, man. That's one of Jesus's, you know, I guess you could say nicknames. It's peace.
Yeah, and you know, if you're maybe your thoughts have been spinning out of control, that you are ready to give your life to Him this year, but you needed that one more little. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe He's working through us right now.
That's right.
So that you will. We don't want it to be something that you have to do.
No.
We want it to be something that you're excited about doing because it's life changing.
Well, you're talking. You know, you're listening to two people who were as lost can be.
Course.
You know, my lovely wife was raised in a church, and with the church doors open, by golly, she was there. But her true relationship with Christ started about 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where she started experiencing the Holy Spirit and started really trusting in God and knowing what trust and belief is.
When I stopped believing the Holy Spirit was weird, but that's a whole nother day.
A whole nother podcast. Maybe we'll do that next week.
Because I didn't hear a lot about the Holy Spirit growing up, so.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear about any of it.
What were your thoughts spinning out of control about?
I mean, my mom and I went to church occasionally, you know, and my mom believed in Jesus.
Told me how she would get you to go to church.
Yeah, she'd get me to go to church, you know, by telling me we'd go to the Monterey House, which is a Mexican restaurant.
It's over.
You know, she'd ask me six times to get out of bed, and I wouldn't. She'd say, if you get up, we'll go to the Monterey House after church. And boy, I'd get up and take a shower. Man, I'd be ready in 10 seconds.
Yeah, that kind of works with you now.
not going to church, but
hey, honey, why don't you go get us a coffee and maybe stop at the donut shop like this morning?
Yeah.
Well, you move fast.
No, anywho. Okay, that's another topic.
You're the food guy. You're a foodie.
So, I can. My stomach looks like a foodie. I need to stop eating so much. But anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
But
the peace, you know, that we're talking about, you know, it is real. Like I said, we're real people who have gone through some serious valleys. Okay, and we will go through them probably some more. But you know what? That peace is that hand that reaches down with scars on his hands to pull you up.
Right.
Allow him to do that. He's reaching right now for you. He wants you to reach up to grab him, man. Grab his hand. And say, Jesus, I want you in my life. If you've never done that, I encourage you to do that right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. This is not something you put off. If you have and you've walked away, his hand is reaching out for you as well. And if you may be in church and you're just sitting there and on your Sundays or what Saturday nights or whatever, and you're thinking, you know what, man, I just have no peace, man. Then maybe you need to give your true heart to Jesus. Well, let's do it right now. Let's start experiencing this peace. And if you would, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know that you hung on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and you tell me my sins are forgiven. Jesus, I need peace. I need you as my Savior. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, if you prayed that prayer of salvation, man, we'd love for you to let us know at info@livingitup.org. And, you know, email us. We really want to know. Just drop a short little email. Just let us know.
Yeah.
And we love everyone from every part of the world who's taking time to listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Today's podcast has been a little longer than normal.
But the Spirit really moved in here.
The Spirit's moving. But anyway, we're so glad that you just spent the time to be with us today. And just remember to go on, have peace, and reach out.
That's right.
Reach out.
That's right. Anyway, While you take a deep breath, so until then, keep your thoughts from spinning out of control so you can have peace and live it up.
While beginning again.